The power of prayer. Acts chapter 12, verse 5. So Peter was kept in prison, but prayer for him was being made fervently by the church to God. We all know that the present situation we are in is passing, and one day soon the lockdown will be lifted and life will gradually go back to normal. Yes, we are going through difficult and challenging times in the world today. We Christians are individually and collectively praying for God to intervene and lift this plague that has halted business and paralyzed the whole world. It is a lot of pressure on all of us, and nothing that brings God's children to their knees like pressure. This epidemic is a catastrophe, unstoppable until God's mercy stops it. And the only way out of God's children, and the only way out for God's children, is prayer. This is the time to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, where he says, pray unceasingly. When the early church faced a great persecution, James, the brother of John, was put to death because of his faith. Herod the king proceeded to arrest Peter also and put him in prison. A meeting was called by the early church, and fervent prayers were made to God for a miracle. And a miracle happened, and Peter was released by God's power, accompanied by an angel. The Bible says the iron gate that leads to the city opened for them by itself. Friends, when God works, all other power stands in awe by the side. And the man of God, Peter, went to join the church prayer meeting triumphantly. Thank God for that. Friends, Satan locked us at home, closed the church's door, thinking that he won the battle. He is mighty mistaken. The church is going forward. Every home became a little church, and the Lord is blessing all the families. His battle is not with us, but with the church's Savior and the Almighty God. Be of good cheer, dear friend. Even the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Our faith is being tested, true. Instead of worrying and fretting, let's turn to our God and live in his promises and the expectancy of his deliverance and blessing. Today, let's call it a day of prayer. Let us expect results that we have never dared to dream before. Let's count every difficulty only a greater occasion for prayer. And let us call on God, who will show us many great and mighty things which we know not. What happened when the church prayed for Peter? We noticed that the prison was opened, the apostle was freed, the Jews were baffled, King Herod was eaten with worms, and the word of God rolling on in a great victory. The power of prayer. Our church was built on a small prayer meeting despite all the adversaries. God performed miracles, and this meeting grew up to be a men's prayer meeting every Monday night, and it will continue until we meet the Lord in the air. Let us press on and persevere and praise him for his everlasting presence. And let this also be a time of praise. Let's never dwell on the trial, but always on the victory just ahead. We will not sit in fear, but believe that relief is around the corner, and the Lord knows what we are going through. he would end this difficulty in his time. Someone said, prayer pulls the rope below and the great bell rings above in the ears of God. But he who wins with heaven is the man who grasps the rope boldly and pulls continuously with all his might. May the Lord bless his church. And before our conclusion, just a reminder that tomorrow, Thursday, May 7, is a dedicated National Day of Prayer. Let us together pray for our country, our president, the cabinet, the Congress, the Senate, and all the heroes who are in harm's ways, who are caring for those who were hit by this deadly virus. May the Lord protect them and keep them safe until this plague passes by. Paul writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 3, and I will read it to you. He says, first of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, in order that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. Until next week, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Amen.